Joe Young on the Tonight, from the former Andy Archer Show, so for the top. I've just spent my lifetime in love, and I tell you, what a lifetime it was, too. Oh, yeah. 7.5 days of instant pleasure, I tell you. And no wonder I'm so tired. That's Johnny Paul. Oh, no, it's not that. So it's Joey Young at the Tonics. That's called A Lifetime in Love. Comes from the TOAST, that's Toast Record Company, and a very good afternoon to you.
Fun vibration.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Got a fun vibration now from Don Partridge. Round 19 this week in our countdown, Don Paul production. This one is called Rosie. Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd like to thank John Bates eternally. DVD. And as the guy who certainly knows what he's doing there, 19 this week and I can't down the sound, busking around Leicester Square. I'll tell you, if I can go to England, I shall definitely go there and have a free performance of Rosie by Don Partridge. Well, why not? After all, there's not much free in this world today. 25 minutes now before 5 o'clock. Don't forget, just after the 5 o'clock news with whoever it is the Bee Gees. But right now, 37. Otis Redding? That's around number 37 this week in our countdown. A sign of former Sir Johnny Walker Show, shot for the top, and that's exactly where it appears to be going from Sax Records. That's called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I guess I'm getting it wrong last time. I don't know why. Anyway, Otis Redding now? Number one just about all over Europe a couple of weeks ago, and I thought myself it would get to number one in the UK, and I thought it still might make it. It's the Sound of Monia and the Roberta Man singles, without whom Monia just wouldn't be on record, would she? And it comes from Duran Records. That's a Roberta Man singers there, and I don't know if it's a Roberta Man orchestra as well. It might not be, you just never know, do you? And I thought that's called Monia, and that's on Duran Records. I was caught very, very unaware, sir. I tell you, the reason is because I'm searching all over the place for lots and lots of little bits that I brought back from Holland. I can't find them. I had them in a big box, and it just doesn't happen anyway. I'll tell you something now. It's 19 minutes now before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I think it's about time at this point that we went nuts.
If you wanna go nuts, if you gotta go nuts in a big, big way. And get the
Yes, and you got me straight in the stomach there, I'll tell you. The song Don't Tell Mama is one of the hits from Cabaret, which is currently being appearing in London at the moment. It's a scandalous, literally, I tell you, thrilling musical, which I shall definitely go and see if I get the opportunity. Can't take care, you Don't Tell Mama, I tell you, because she'll be shot, literally. So have a listen to the track. It's called Don't Tell Mama.
Mum's the word.
Yeah. You're not joking. Certainly, Mum is the word. If you're supposed to be in a convent in southern France, eh? And I tell you, don't forget to tell her uncle, because he's her agent. And if you're an agent, well, there it is. That comes from the play, or should I say the musical, Cool Cabaret, which at this moment is in London, but I can't remember the theatre. But when I do, I'll tell you, don't forget, between 9 and 12 tonight, it's
Johnny Walker.
Thank you very much, sir. Casino out of 5. This week and I can't out of sound. This is John Fred and the Playboy Band with a little bit of Judy. Hello, Judy. How are you, love?
Just take your glasses.
I thought that record would get to number one, you know, and it didn't. I don't know why. This number 11 this week and I can't down a sound. Tell you what, cut off one of the ones from 11. It is a number one, isn't it? Yeah, there it is. John Fred and the Playboy Band from Pye Records, Pye International Records to be exact. And I've called Judy in Disguise with Glasses. It's your actual Roger Twiggy Day. On the airwaves at 5 o'clock, completed news. And there are Wilson's there. Paul Delighter there, bringing me down. I don't know, that's just about all she ever does to her, I don't know. Favorite fan of mine on this boat used to be, don't bring me down, man. I don't know why, you know, I don't know how it's playing off or something like that, but there it is. Paul Delighter, around 31 in our cast. What are you laughing at, Tuesday? 31 in our countdown this week, and it comes from the grapefruit, sort of, you know, John Lennon, Paul McCartney thing, or the Beatles thing, really. Which brings our time to 8 minutes now before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If you just joined us, a very, very good afternoon to you. And if the office wolf didn't pinch you today, don't worry about it, you might do tomorrow.